A dramatic mishap is presenting new obstacles to the commercial space industry. A SpaceX rocket was launching a resupply mission to the International Space Station on Sunday. A few minutes after it took off, the unmanned rocket, known as Dragon, exploded.
Here to talk about what happened is Bill Andrews. He's an associate editor at Discover Magazine based in Waukesha. Bill, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
What do we know about why the Dragon rocket exploded on Sunday?
Well, it's not entirely certain yet. We know that there was, to quote Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX, he tweeted shortly after the event, he said, there was an overpressure event in the upper stage liquid oxygen tank, which sounds very fancy. But basically, it seems like there was some kind of a leak in their one of their high-pressure tanks that extremely cold liquid oxygen managed to get out kind of explosively. And it looks like that's what caused the rocket to kind of explode in midair. But we're still not sure why exactly that happened, though you can bet SpaceX is definitely looking into it.
And this is the third resupply mission to fail in the last few months. I guess one question is, do the astronauts on the space station have what they need now that this one is not going to happen?
Yeah, it looks like they're still going to be okay for at least a few months. Through October is what everyone's saying. There's been a lot of cargo missions that have been successful over the last 8 months as well, but it is kind of a funny coincidence that three high-profile kind of space disasters should happen and that are different. We don't have that many ways to get up to the International Space Station, and in the last 3 months, the three main ones have gone wrong.
And what was the Dragon rocket carrying there?
Well, it was mostly just supplies like food and air, a lot of science experiments. Actually, coincidentally, one of the earlier supply missions that exploded last year had a student experiment that was rebuilt and was going to fly up on the International Space Station finally in this Dragon capsule, and of course they met the same fate. So that's too bad. So basically just supplies for the astronauts and other experiments and things to make their science missions easier.
We're talking right now with Bill Andrews from Discover Magazine, talking about the SpaceX rocket that exploded on its way to the International Space Station with supplies. And Bill, any common thread as to why some of these recent supply missions are failing?
It doesn't look like it right now, other than as one of the astronauts on the space station tweeted shortly after, just space is hard. I mean, it's really a lot of stuff going on with the rocket, with getting up into orbit, with managing to dock with the International Space Station. So it doesn't look like there's anything that these accidents have in common, just except that stuff went wrong. And there's so much that can go wrong, I guess sometimes that just happens.
Well, you know, for a while, it seems as though we were sort of complacent about Americans going into space. Then we had a series, two or three high-profile disasters with NASA where lives were lost. It kind of makes you think again about how space is hard, and it seems as though that there is the possibility for explosions like these.
Yeah, it's definitely, if not a wake-up call, then a reminder that it isn't as routine as you might think. I know a lot of people with this SpaceX mission were more focused on the one of the ending parts because they've been having trouble landing their part of their rocket in an upright barge and on the ocean. That's what everyone was looking forward to, almost forgetting that the launch is also kind of a difficult proposition. So SpaceX is surely on top of this, and everyone else kind of a quick reminder of just how difficult these missions really are.
And SpaceX is the first commercial company that wants to send tourists to space. Given these failures, along with the loss of a life, I think it was about a year ago, do you think this is going to put that whole enterprise on hold?
Well, I know that SpaceX is interested in getting astronauts into the space station, and I'm sure that they've got a lot of tourism interest as well. But what happened last year was with a different company, with Virgin Galactic, and they had an accident where actually the pilot of one of their ships called Spaceship Two was involved in a crash, and one of the pilots ended up dying, and another one was very much hurt. So, I mean, it is still very visibly a dangerous field right now, but I don't think that will necessarily be too big an obstacle for the years to come, because SpaceX in particular has a really good track record. They've had 18 of their last 19 launches were successful. This is the first one, the 19th one, that didn't make it. And that's actually a better track record than NASA had at the beginning of their rocket days. And so SpaceX seems like it's really on top of things and it's working hard to make sure they understand what went wrong. And otherwise, just the interest in getting people to space, whether they're astronauts or tourists, is so strong, I don't think it's going to be too much of a detriment to the industry as a whole. Just another reminder that this is still serious stuff and it's hard, but not a huge setback, probably.
And it's also worth noting that SpaceX was working with NASA on this. It wasn't just left up to governments of the world to resupply the International Space Station. So what does that tell you about the changing partnerships with space travel right now?
Right. Well, that is the almost revolutionary thing about SpaceX, is they're the first commercial spacecraft company ever to deliver cargo to the International Space Station. And without them, the only real viable alternative is Russia's space program and their Soyuz rockets. So especially nowadays with the political tensions being a little, we can say, strained, maybe, with Russia, it had been kind of convenient to think, well, we still have our own rockets, our own ways of getting up into space. SpaceX seems to know what they're doing. But being reminded that they're human, too, that they're just people working at this company, however talented, does kind of make you think about if our priorities are in the right place in making sure that we have access to space.
As the years go by, do you anticipate other companies, commercial companies, jumping on the bandwagon and launching their own space travel enterprises?
It could be. There's a few others right now that are still possible contenders against SpaceX. I mentioned Virgin Galactic. Orbital Science is a company. They're the ones actually from last year whose rocket exploded. They've had a few successful dockings with the space station as well. So there's already a few other companies out there, and presumably as more and more people kind of figure out the tricks to getting into space and knowing just what kind of hardware you need and how it's possible, it should open up the market at least a little bit, though it is still almost unimaginably hard. I mean, there's a reason rocket science has a reputation for being almost impossible.
Well, Bill, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
As Bill Andrews, associate editor at Discover Magazine, based in Waukesha, with us to talk about the explosion of the SpaceX rocket on Sunday, which was on a resupply mission to the International Space Station.